Lord Jesus, you heal our troubled minds and hearts. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you promise us the Spirit who will remain with us. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give us your peace, a peace the world cannot give. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you have promised to make your home with those who hear your word and who put it into practice. Do not let our hearts be troubled. Send the Holy Spirit upon us to remind us of all that Jesus did and said. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is taken from the 15th chapter of Acts, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the customs of Moses, you cannot be saved." And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to discuss this question with the apostles and the elders. Then the apostles and the elders, with the consent of the whole church, decided to choose men from among their members and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. Then they sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers, with the following letter. "The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the believers of Gentile origin in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that certain persons who have gone out from us, though with no instruction from us, have said things to disturb you and have unsettled your minds, we have decided unanimously to choose representatives and send them to you, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same thing by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to impose on you no further burden than these essentials, that you keep yourselves from what has been sacrificed to idols, from blood and from what is strangled, and from fornication. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell." The word of the Lord.
Oh God.
A reading from the book of Revelation. In the spirit, the angel carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It has the glory of God and a radiance like a very rare jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. It has great high wall with 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels. And on the gates are inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. On the east there were 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city has 12 foundations. And on them are 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will come to them, and we will make our home with them. Those who do not love me do not keep my word. And the word you hear is not my word, but the word that comes to you from the Father, the one who sent me. Peace is my gift to you. Peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives peace. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You have heard me say, I am going away, and then I will come back. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I tell you these things before they occur, so that when they do occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.